network routers. We want the routers, Sonny. Get those routers, please. Can you get those routers? Those routers. The routers. They don't want to give them. Got those routers. The routers. Diaz, for whatever reason, also refused to produce the network routers. We want the routers, Sonny. Wendy, we got to get those routers, please. Come on, Kelly, we can get those routers. Those routers, you know what? They don't want to give up the routers. They don't want to give them. They are fighting like hell. If you got those routers, what that will show. You know what? We're so beyond the routers.
That was my shot, Lassick. Oh, my God. I did not know that Layer 3 devices would screw up elections. That was some funny shit to listen to. Thank you to the Lincoln Project for making things entertaining. He was in Arizona. I mean, is anybody smart in Arizona? Does anyone do anything productive in that state? No, it's just all a bunch of airheads. Alrighty, so what else can we talk about? What else can I load up here on the show before I go to the ClickFunds scam, because that'll make you laugh. I know Saturday night everyone's dating except for yours truly. I am at a loss right now. What else was on my list of things I was gonna converse tonight on? I grow kind of broke my workflow, but any other ticks that we need to talk about? Ticks and biatches. I don't know. I'm getting tired. Do you want to just do the ClickFunds scam now? I'm just going to do the ClickFunds scam now. This is going to be really funny. This is a guy that gets thinks that Staples is coming after him because he bought too many toners. This call goes on for a very long time. Then we'll go to Courtney Ryan, and then is anyone watching the Olympics? Right, before we go to the ClickFunds scam, that's the thing. So I was watching the Olympics. I went on the bandwagon. But oh my God, is Team USA a bunch of sissies? I mean, seriously. Okay, there are some people that are playing that are representing other countries but reside in Florida or some other state. I mean, I just don't get this. Like, I don't know if I mentioned this on the air here, but last Sunday, or at least it might have been like Saturday on whatever, but I was watching this the BMX biking, and this British chick just like, I mean, she just kicked ass so badly that the American ladies literally surrendered. And then the skateboarding, which is a new thing for the Olympics, there's this girl, literally, she's a 13-year-old, her name's Sky Brown, and she kicked ass too, but she was born in Japan, has grown up in Carlsbad, California. I know that area very well. And she, her father is a British, I guess, ancestry, so she's competing at Brennan. And makes you wonder that a lot of people that are residing in the States, obviously they can't make it for Team USA, but really, who wants to support Team USA? I mean, seriously. Because these people are acting like a bunch of sissies. And was it Carl Lewis, the runner from the Olympics of yesteryear, called them out on Twitter on the relay, on the men's relay, like they had no organization, no leadership. When you have a legend calling them out on Twitter like that, that is just something ain't right here. So God help us. I'm not defending Team USA. If they're not worth the gold, they're not worth the gold. Kind of like how Courtney Ryan would say, if you're not a 10, you're not, you should be a 10. Did I do her impersonation? Well, at least on the dialect. Okay, I just wanted to put that one out there. But it was interesting to watch. the different Olympic games. I mean, I give hats off to NBC Universal up until when you had April and Alex playing in the beach volleyball. Was it Thursday night? When it was shown us Thursday night, it was live. And what were they doing? They were doing a commercial, you know, the squeeze effect. It's like they're in the middle of playing. Why are you playing out a commercial? So I'm a little bit disappointed on that to NBC, but what else can I bitch about? Alrighty, let's go next to, as we're, that was a good thing I kind of filled up some time with the talk, because it's right now 9:48 Eastern time. We're just going to play this now 9:50 when you're on the play, click phone scams. This one will be pretty lengthy. This guy, bought one too many toners at Staples, and he flips out when he thinks that Staples is going to suspend his privileges. Click phone scam.
Hello?
Is this John?
Yes.
Hi, this is James Michael Crowley from Staples. How are you?
Yes.
Okay, according to our records, you have purchased about 10 toner cartridges in the last quarter. We will have to stop your rewards program because you've not only purchased one too many toner cartridges, but you went in your allotment on your office supplies as well.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm sorry, there is a limit. Have you looked at your terms?
Bullshit. That's wrong.
Hello?
Why are you calling me again?
We need to talk about
this. You're wrong.
You can't just go and violate your terms for your rewards. You bought one too many office supplies, and you bought one too many toner cartridges. You have to
That's wrong.
Great, or I'll just suspend you.
That's bullshit.
I don't know That's how wrong. To get the money to spend on yourself.
I'm going to turn your live on slander bee.
It's not going to be the way to solve this.
You're lying. That's bullshit.
So let's work on a deal here, sir.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Sir, if I have to...
Fuck you.
Sir, I'm going to have to take away your privileges. You've been violating your terms.
What? That's a scandal. Who is trying to libel and slander me? Why are you calling me again?
Because we need to review your terms. You've been violating our terms for buying too many supplies at a certain amount of
time. You're wrong.
Sir, we need to work on a deal here, or else you're I'm gonna have to suspend your stuff. Who's Kelsey? She told me to click phone scam. You've been click phone scammed.
That's not even funny.
So he said he would effing kill the bitch. That's, that didn't come out clearly. But yeah, it's a click phone scam. You can hear this, every time on the show at 9:50 on the weekly show. We're gonna take a quick break and then we're gonna get right straight into Love and Relationships Hour, okay? I have two calls coming up on the screen, so, do that. Be back in a moment. It's the weekly show.